This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave. The overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 505, up 3/4 on the open May, 510 and a half down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 499, up 5 1/4 on the open May, 504, up 3 3/4. July, 492, up 5 1/2. December, 501 and a half, up 2 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 376 1/2, up 3 3/4 on the open May, 384 1/4, up 3. July, 391 1/2, up 4. September, 377, up 3. December, 367 1/4, up 2 1/4. March, 373, up 1 1/2. July, 2008, 382 1/2, up 2 on the open. March oats open at 272 3/4, up 2 1/2 on the open May, 276, up 1 3/4. January soybeans opened at 653, up 4 3/4 on the open March, 669, up 5 1/2. May, 681 1/2, up 4 3/4. July, 691 1/2, up 3 1/4. August, 697, up 4. November, 711, up 3 1/2 on the open. January soybean meal open at 186.10, up 140 on the open March, 190 up 10. January soybean oil open at 28.12, up 12 on the open March, 28.65 up 12. At the Merck, January feeders open at 98.85, unchanged on the open March, 96.60 down 15. April, 97.60 down 50. May, 98.70 down 50 on the open. December live cattle open at 87.40, up 2 1/2 on the open. February, 90.40 up 5. April, 92.40 up 22 1/2. June, 88.40 down 2 1/2 on the open. February lean hogs open at 62.70, up 25 on the open. April, 66 up 12 1/2. May, 70.90 down 30. June, 73.05 up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92.57 1/2. Unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
A good start to the day in the corn pit, and on the weekly charts, corn looks like it might make a higher weekly high.
And that is something for actually we did, I think. I don't know which chart you're looking at, but what I'm watching here is a lead futures chart. December expired here a week or so ago when March has kind of taken over its role, and the high, I think, on the September contract or the lead futures contract was like 378. And here this morning we did take that out by a half a cent or so. So that is going to be a key, I think, chart point for chart traders to watch on the lead futures chart, because if we can't clear this 378, then it begins to maybe look like a possible double top type formation on the lead futures chart. So that's something that chart watchers will be watching to see whether or not this strength here today can propel the market on up through that 78 for a good solid close above it, or if it would fall back in here. So that's something to be watching. Technicians are probably also watching on individual contract basis whether or not this is a right shoulder of a head and shoulders top formation. as well as that potential double top on the lead futures. So, but price strength is real promising in here. We had a good sell-off during the first week of December, the second week of December. Last week we began to kind of stabilize. Now we're we did show some weakness on Monday. We have moved ahead now for the week, so we do have a some weekly reversals in the making, especially on corn. Soybeans, we may have, getting close to it anyway, but yesterday's actions or the day before was mostly kind of like a little inside day. So, but the price action is constructive toward the market having, especially on corn and even on wheat, that we have maybe made some cycle lows a week or two early. And that kind of lays this groundwork then for maybe some strengthening on into the January crop report.
You look at that individual December contract, you mentioned the potential right shoulder, head and shoulders top. Do we need to push through the contract high, the 370, to avoid the head and shoulders? Or if it turns after a contract high, do we still call it head and shoulders?
Well, you still have to go down underneath the neckline before it's confirmed. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be a little careful on that. But I, the other thing, it's real hard to read price action during the month of December to start with. And then when you get closer to the holidays, it's even harder because you've got a lot of things going on. You've had a lot of guys making 7-day weekends here, 6-day weekends. Now we're kind of down to the remainder here to maybe make a 5-day weekend. Tomorrow will be a 4-day weekend. So you've got a lot of winding down in front of Christmas. So a lot, and the trade volume the last couple of days, and I assume here this morning, has been quite light, and so it's real hard to read the chart patterns. But I think underlining the markets look in pretty good shape after the scare that we had here during the first and second week of December. It looks like the market is trying to hold some critical support levels, and that was the first thing you had to do, and then begin to consolidate and begin to show some price strength, and that's what the market is doing here today.
And the wheat is even helping along, too. It's breaking the downward up the downward line.
Yes, and that's the key, I think. If wheat has been kind of the noose around everything. I mean, wheat has been in a sideways to lower trend basically since early November. We've been to kind of maybe level out here during the first couple weeks of December, and now we're trying to break some trend lines, the November-type trend lines, to try to get something going on the upside. So if you could get all three commodities kind of moving in the same direction, it would be encouraging.
And would you anticipate that being the case between now and the January 12th report?
Well, the holiday trade is tough to read, mm-hmm. like I said. But it does look like the longs came out here over the past couple of weeks, and now we've got the shorts, their turn to kind of come out. And I think we do have some new fund buying. The trade expects to see some pretty good fund buying, index-type fund buying after the first of the year. So I do think at these price levels, though, we could see some nickel down days too here between now and the end of the year. So there is light volume, but it does look like the overall trend is wanting to hold in a sideways a higher pattern here to finish out the year.
Question from a listener wonders whether or not the market is set up to consider the purchase of puts as a strategy. What do you think, generally speaking?
Well, puts are like buying insurance, and I mean, if you're in that motion to buy puts for a protective reason, I'm sure not going to discourage anyone to do that. It all depends upon your individual basis. I mean, it's hard for me to give a blanket recommendation. It'd be like the what you were trying to do with that put. But we are, when you look at weekly charts and that kind of stuff, we are in the overbought category. I guess I would be a little concerned if this market stayed strong right on into the January crop report, and we didn't get anything fresh or new out of that report. That January crop report is going to be real critical in finalizing the available supply that what we have here to go for the next 9 months. So it doesn't look to me like the market is going to crack very hard to the downside until we at least see that report, and that report may even be a little friendly.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. The current tick for lead month options, March wheat in Kansas City, 505.5, up 1.25. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 499, up 5.25. March corn, 377.5, up 4.75. January beans, 653, up 4.75. January soybean meal, 186.10, up 140. January soybean oil, 28.16, up 16. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.